At some point, let's talk about bringing back the original three cheese melts from the 90s. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a podcast that is 5 years old today. Backers, you get a special bonus episode on the Patreon site in addition to this one. It's almost like a two-for-one deal at a fast food place. I'm Brady. It's Thursday, March 21st. Today in 1962, the opening of the very first Taco Bell. The fast food chain is a global phenomenon today, but in the early days, there weren't necessarily a huge number of people who were convinced that a place that focused on tacos and burritos could go national, let alone international. That's why one of the items on the early Taco Bell menu was a burger. Taco Bell started with entrepreneur Glenn Bell. He'd previously run several other restaurants in San Bernardino, California. These were burger and hot dog places, mostly. One of the ways that Bell set his restaurants apart was by selling hard-shell tacos. In the 1950s, he was part of a group that ran taco places in Southern California. The first Taco Bell restaurant opened in Downey, California. All five items on the original menu cost 19 cents. You could order a taco, a burrito, a tostada, frijoles, and the chili burger. It was kind of like a sloppy Joe, crumbly ground beef instead of a patty. It also had onions, lettuce, and mild taco sauce. You could add tomatoes and sour cream. The idea was that people who weren't yet sold on tacos or burritos might come by and try a Mexican-flavored hamburger, and then maybe they'd try the other foods too. The chili burger was on the menu when the chain got its first franchisee 2 years after launch. 3 years later, Taco Bell had 100 locations. The menu began to expand along with the franchise in the 1970s, and the chili burger got a new name, the Bell Burger. In the 1980s, Taco Bell rebranded the burger again as the Bell Beefer. But by the 1990s, this original creation stopped beefing? At that point, Mexican food was a huge part of the American restaurant scene, so maybe the company decided it didn't really need a gateway burger to introduce people to the flavors and seasonings. Or maybe it just wasn't a big seller and they wanted to make room for other foods. The reason isn't clear, but it's clear there are still Bell Beefer diehards who want that burger back on the menu. And while Taco Bell hasn't shown any sign that that's going to happen, these fans' enthusiasm for the item once known as the chili burger certainly hasn't crumbled. You can learn more about the Taco Bell burger, aka the Bell Beefer, at coolweirdawesome.com. Coming up, we'll take you to another very aromatic place. That's right after this short break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. San Francisco is home to the Aftel Archive of Curious Scents. It's home to a wide range of perfumes and fragrances that are brewed up from the recipes found in antique books. I'm Brady, but do they have the aroma of the Bell Beefer anywhere? Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.